This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Pax Christi Santa Fe to commemorate bombing of Hiroshima 68 years ago on Sunday, August 4th in Los Alamos. Pax Christi Santa Fe will hold its annual Hiroshima Day commemoration on Sunday, August 4, 2013, from 2 to 4 p.m. in Los Alamos, New Mexico. Near the end of World War II on August 6, 1945, the U.S. bombed Hiroshima, Japan with a nuclear weapon. Pax Christi, New Mexico seeks the abolition of nuclear weapons. From 2 to 4 p.m., the Sackcloth and Ashes Prayer Vigil for Peace will be held at Ashley Pond in Los Alamos. Please join Pax Christi Santa Fe in the spirit of nonviolence to put on sackcloths and ashes and sit in silent meditation for 30 minutes to repent for the creation of nuclear weapons. The Sackcloth and Ashes ceremony is taken from the Bible story found in the book of Jonah. In the Bible story, God was angry about how the people of Nineveh were behaving and asked that they repent for their sins. The people sat in sackcloths and on ashes and prayed for forgiveness. God accepted their prayers and granted them peace. Pax Christi will supply the sackcloth and ashes. The action will end at Ashley Pond with closing remarks by Father John Deere. Pax Christi, New Mexico is a region of Pax Christi USA, the National Catholic Peace Movement, which seeks to promote the peace of Christ by exploring, articulating, witnessing, and practicing gospel nonviolence. They work to abolish war, poverty, violence, injustice, and nuclear weapons in New Mexico and the world, and welcome God's reign of peace on earth. Bud Ryan of Pax Christi, New Mexico said, quote, "We in Pax Christi, New Mexico ask you to join us for our annual Hiroshima commemoration on August 4th. He continued, "For me, this has been an incredible way to say I'm sorry for being a part of the collective violence we in the U.S. perpetrate on others around the world as well as ourselves. Afterwards, we ask you to join us to hear several speakers talk about nuclear weapons and what we can do to work to abolish them. We would hope that for all participants, this becomes a lifetime pursuit rather than just a weekend to rid the world of nuclear weapons and to get the 9 nuclear weapon states to clean up their nuclear mess," end quote. For more information, please call Bud Ryan at 505-264-2838 or Ellie Vatselas at 505-474-8557. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org and like us on Facebook.